From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security.
That's President Trump in the Oval Office the other day with Senator Schumer and Pelosi. Welcome to Washington Watch. Happy Friday. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. Congress has 1 week to avoid a partial government shutdown, and the parties are deadlocked on whether to fund President Trump's border wall. And House Republicans on Thursday worked to build a case for the Trump administration to stop federal funding of research on tissue from aborted fetuses, while Democrats brandished a scientist's letter that undercut the GOP claims. In just a moment, we'll talk with Congressman Jody Heiss. He was at the hearing. And are you ready for this? According to a new report, a 90% of public and private higher education institutions in the U.S. restrict the speech of their faculty and students. Well, Laura Belts, a policy reform senior program officer with a Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, will be here with the details of that report. And to the delight of many Christians in my home state of Missouri, in a town in Christian County, Missouri, has reversed its decision to take down an illuminated cross from its holiday display. We'll talk with Lane Harrison, pastor of Life Point Church in Ozark, Missouri. And of course, we'll take your calls. All of this content can be found on TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins. And you can follow me at R. Jones Reports. And also, you know, this is a Christmas time of year, and as we approach the end of the year, I want to encourage you to partner with FRC so we can continue to make a difference together in 2019. Folks, I've had the privilege to work with the Family Research Council now for about 3 years, and they are the real deal. They are in the trenches fighting for faith, family, and freedom. And you can trust where your money is going. Your tax-deductible gift will be doubled thanks to a generous challenge match. You can help us advance faith, family, and freedom for the sake of America. You can call right now, 1-800-225-4008, 1-800-225-4008, or you can visit frc.org/2018 to donate. Well, as I mentioned, the House Oversight Committee explored yesterday alternatives to fetal tissue research, and since the 1920s, scientists have used cells from aborted fetal tissue in the research. And in September, under the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services canceled its contract with a fetal tissue procurement company, citing concerns the company was not meeting the fetal tissue regulations. Well, with us now is Congressman Jody Heiss. He represents the 10th Congressional District of Georgia. I want to say hello to our Georgia listeners. He serves as a member of the House Armed Services Committee, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and a member of the House Freedom Caucus, and he participated in yesterday's hearing. Congressman, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you, Russ. Always great to be with you, and thanks to FRC for all the phenomenal work they do.
Well, thank you so much, and you're one of the good guys in Congress, and we appreciate your service as well. Tell us about the hearing yesterday. I kind of am trying to read between the lines here.
Yeah, it was an incredibly important decision to be a hearing to begin with, one that has been needing to take place for a long, long time. But the bottom line, Russ, you've got, let's say, an abortion provider like Planned Parenthood, the biggest provider of abortions in our country. They sell aborted baby parts to a third-party middleman-type company, and then that company sells those body parts to researchers and institutions and that type of thing. And the horrible message, if that were not enough, is that unfortunately much of this is financed by taxpayer dollars, specifically through federal grants. And so the hearing yesterday was had to really two parts, I guess, if you will. One was that process that I just described and the tax dollars going to it. But beyond that was the fact that science has shown that alternative research beyond that of aborted fetal tissue is really producing more results, better results than aborted fetal tissue research in itself when it comes to trying to advance medical solutions. So the hearing was extremely important from every perspective. I was extremely glad to be a part of it, and I think we made some positive advancement in the hearing as a whole.
Now, there were a couple of folks there testifying on the case. Republicans called Tara Sander and Lee, Sander Lee and David Prentice. They were both affiliated with the Charlotte Lazier Institute, which is the research, for our listeners, the research arm of the pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony List. What did they have to say?
Yeah, I mean, they were basically saying that we've got all these decades and decades of decades, as you referred to now, of research on aborted fetal tissue. And frankly, it's produced little to nothing at all. And in fact, there are alternative research, adult stem cells, for example, and a host of other medical procedures that do not require fetal tissue. And the alternative research is producing better technology, better potential for the cure or remission, whatever the case may be, of multiple different diseases. And I think the fact of having that kind of information from a scientifically researched position made public and coming forth in the hearing was extremely important because we hear just the opposite over and over and over. In fact, there was some forms that people, when they go in, for example, to Planned Parenthood, some information forms actually say that the aborted fetal tissue has proven, if you will, and I'm not quoting, but in essence, a form they sign says that if they donate the fetus, that that tissue research has proven to find even cures to such things as diabetes and Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, various cancers, AIDS, all this type of stuff. And it's absolutely not only misleading information, it's absolutely false information. There have not been cures to any of those diseases, and certainly not as a result of fetal tissue research. And so the advancement of in medical understanding and knowledge and the advancement of solutions and cures are not coming from fetal tissue research, but from alternative methods, and that's where we need to focus, and certainly that's where tax dollars need to go rather than aborted fetal tissue research.
Yes, I was reading some of the transcripts and saw that you actually questioned on those forms that you were talking about. Let me ask you this, Congressman. This certainly seems to call into question how far we as a nation are willing to go in order to find a cure for a disease, doesn't it?
Well, sure it does. And, you know, the bottom line, no one wants diseases and everyone wants as many cures as we can find and wants good scientific research. But that is the issue here. It's twofold. One, solid scientific research. And in this case, the scientific research is showing that alternative methods are producing more than fetal tissue research. But secondly is the use of tax dollars for all of this. And you know, I believe firmly that we need to put a stop to tax dollars being utilized to advance or even research aborted babies. And that's what's going on here. And there needs to be a solid wall established that prevents tax dollars from going to research when it involves aborted fetal tissue.
And what a great transition there, a solid wall. Speaking of walls, there's another wall that's being greatly debated, and that's down south. And the top of the show played a clip there, President Trump, and quite an interesting, almost made-for-TV moment, reality TV in the Oval Office between Senators Schumer and Pelosi on funding the wall. Where are we at in regard to a so-called government shutdown, especially in light of border wall funding?
You know, your guess really is as good as mine, but if I'm going to guess, I'm saying we're probably getting pretty close to a potential shutdown. I don't see Schumer and Pelosi and company backing down, nor do I see the president backing down. So, you know, where it appears that an impasse is coming. I hope that we're going to be able to pass some legislation next week when we come back that will fund the wall. But then, you know, if we were able to pass that in the House, which I think we will, who knows what the Senate will do. They may in turn strip it out and send back a watered down version. So it's totally a coin toss at this point as to what's going to happen. But look, again, the bottom line here is we were sent here to do what the American people sent us to do. The president ran clearly in 2016 on building a wall. This is part of his agenda. It's not been hidden. The American people voted for that. They elected him to office. Many of us ran on the same commitment. And now's the time to deliver. I believe the Republicans lost the majority, largely because they did not do what they said they were going to do. This is our last opportunity, and I just feel it's imperative for the security of our country to put our nation's interest and our nation's safety at the forefront of this whole thing and not let politics enter into it. But unfortunately, that's what's taking place.
You've tuned in to Washington Watch, the Friday edition. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins, and we're talking with Congressman Jody Heiss of Georgia. Congressman, let me ask you this. Isn't a majority of the government already funded, like roughly 70%? So when we talk about a shutdown, not that we don't want anybody not to get paid, but help us understand that.
Yeah, great point, Russ. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, we have already funded the majority of our government. So when we're talking about a potential government shutdown at this point, it is not a total government shutdown. It is a portion of what's left yet to be funded. And so I think that's a very valid point. I saw even this morning that Nancy Pelosi came out saying that we may shut the government down forever. And I'm just like shaking my head even hearing those kinds of statements. It's all fear tactics and fear-mongering. You're exactly right. The majority of the government is already funded, and those funds have been appropriated. So if there is a shutdown, it will be limited in its scope.
Now, let me ask you this. We've got about a minute left here. Congressman, Christmas is coming up. Do you have any, this is not a heavy policy question, but share a little bit with our listeners about maybe one of your favorite Christmas traditions with your family and what you might be looking for here over the holiday.
You know, as a pastor for about 25 years prior to coming to Congress, we started a long time ago because in ministry, as I'm sure you know, Christmas is a very, very, very busy time with different events and church activities and all that sort of stuff. And we found years ago that we were just missing out as a family on the purpose of Christmas, just with the busyness of it all in ministry. So we started personally in our family making a bigger deal on birthdays and when it comes to Christmas, just zeroing in on celebrating Christ. And that has remained a tradition in our family all along. So we keep it simple. I'm looking forward to time with my family across the board and celebrating the greatest news the world has ever known, and that is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Congressman, thank you so much. We're out of time. You have a blessed weekend and appreciate your work.
You too, Russ. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Congressman Jody Heiss of Georgia. Well, coming up next, a new report. You ready for this? Finds 9 in 10 American colleges restrict free speech. As parents, what does that mean? What do you do if you're wanting to go to college and you're a Christian, you're a conservative? 9 in 10 American colleges restrict free speech. When we return, we'll talk with the author of the report, Laura Belts. You're not going to want to miss this. You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Russ Jones. Happy Friday. I'm sitting in for Tony Perkins.
This Christmas, give a gift with purpose. Your gift to Family Research Council enables us to advance faith, family, and freedom in public policy and the culture from a Christian worldview. Together, we will work to ensure religious liberty for all Americans is upheld, unborn babies in the womb are protected, and biblical values are honored in our country. Your giving can make an eternal difference for your community and for future generations. And if you give between now and December 31st to FRC, your gift will be doubled by a generous challenge match. Any donation is tax deductible. Be fruitful in your gift giving this season. Call 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/2018 to donate. Again, that number is 1-800-225-4008 and frc.org/2018. Thank you for standing with us. FRC wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
We're inviting you to join other like-minded people and become a Stan member. We want to build stronger relationships with listeners like you and provide resources to strengthen your faith and equip you to stand for the values that matter to you of life, marriage, and religious freedom. By joining this growing network of engaged believers, you'll receive a copy of Tony Perkins' book, No Fear, detailing courageous Christians standing for truth. And for a limited time this month, we will also send you a copy of Pastor Carter Conlon's book, It's Time to Pray, that illustrates how God's power can change everything. Take action today and become an FRC Stan member for $17 a month. That's just 56 cents a day. To join, call 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/stan. That's 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/stan. Thank you for partnering with us. The world on our horizon is like the days I knew. Gone are the days of writing with fresh ink on thick paper and the swift crack of a letter opener. Homemade meals now replaced by fancy robots trying to figure out how often I buy organic goji berries. I don't even know what a goji berry is. My church started offering free Wi-Fi and changed their name from First Baptist to Radiant Water Life something or other. They even started posting video sermons recorded on wood pallet backgrounds that sync directly to a Dropbox that I have yet to locate. Thankfully, there's a silver lining to all this newfangled technology. Family Research Council Stand Firm app. Put down your quill and contact your legislators directly from your smartphone or tablet. Share legislative alerts with your contacts and connect with like-minded Christians about the latest current events. Read the Washington Update and listen to Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. This thing's got it all, buddy boy. Keep your cool and help secure our future at frc.org/app.
Well, the donation hotline is open, 1-800-225-4008, 1-800-225-4008. Any gift you give right now, tax-deductible gift, will be doubled. You give 10, it's 20. You give 20, it turns into 40. If you give 50, it turns into 100. Your support is absolutely critical to keeping Washington Watch on the air for the sake of advancing faith, family, and freedom. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to the Friday edition of Washington Watch. Well, a vast majority of students at America's top colleges and universities surrender their free speech rights the moment they step onto the campus. Do you believe that? I believe it. We see it. We report it here on this radio program all the time. That's according to a new report from the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. The institution surveyed included 362 four-year public institutions. And here's the other interesting part. 104 of those of the nation's most prestigious private institutions. Well, with us now is Laura Belts. She's Policy Reform Senior Program Officer with the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. Laura, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, you know, I believe this is probably one of the greatest battles of our time right now, of our culture, is our higher education institutions. I've personally experienced this on college campuses. I've got a couple of degrees. I've been at this in the media business for 40 years, Laura, and I have personally received the kind of the onslaught of your too conservative sort of feedback. Fortunately, I get to teach online at Liberty University, so I don't get it from there. But Laura, tell us about this report.
Sure. Well, each year FIRE releases a report that details the major trends that we're seeing in our Spotlight database, which is a database that rates the policies regulating expression at over 450 top colleges. And we rate these policies on a traffic light scale, with red light policies being the ones that are clearly and substantially restricting free speech, yellow light policies being more vague ones, and then green light policies being the ones that don't imperil free speech at all. And unfortunately, as you say, we're seeing that about 90% of schools are in either that yellow or red light category, meaning that they have at least one policy on the books that is restricting protected expression. And as you say, it's not just affecting, you know, our colleges, because it really does have wide-reaching effects when our colleges are held back from being the centers of intellectual debate that they should be. So it's truly a severe problem.
You know, I was looking at your red light schools, which make up, what, at least half of your fire-rated institutions. I was a little surprised, frankly, by a couple of the states on there. Maybe I have my own, thinking about that. But Wyoming and Idaho, who are the top offenders here?
You know, it is really interesting because it might not be what you expect. There isn't really a geographic trend that we really see as far as, you know, the South or the Midwest or the East Coast, West Coast. It seems that there are bad actors really in every state. But a couple that stick out to me, South Carolina, every single school that we have in our database in South Carolina is on that red light list, same as you mentioned with Wyoming. On the flip side of things, North Carolina is doing great. They have the most green light schools in the country. But what we think is kind of the reasoning behind that is that a lot of times when one school shapes up and revises their policies to be better in a system of schools, a lot of times the other schools in that system will follow. They'll kind of use each other's policies and work on that. So there can be a nice domino effect in states. But, yeah, it really can be hard to predict. So we do recommend people go on to our database on our website to check out what their school is looking like.
I even noticed Louisiana's on there, which, you know, Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, that's his home state. I don't think he would be very pleased with that. What would you recommend for parents who are really trying to dig in? Maybe we have parents listening right now or students or even adults going back, second career kind of opportunities. What do you recommend? What do you do? 9 out of 10, that really chisels it down.
Right. I would say if you're a prospective student, if you haven't gotten there yet, go to the database, thefire.org/spotlight. Look up the school that you're considering and take a look and see what that looks like. But if you are a current student at the school, you've gotten there already, consider shooting an email to the dean of students or another administrator and explaining that you do have concerns about this, because sometimes I think they're only hearing pressure from certain groups. But if you speak up and say, I really do value my free speech rights, the administration may be more likely to listen, especially if you're a donor.
Yeah, especially if you're a donor, for sure. You know, the thing I was really interested to read here was this isn't just public universities, but it's private institutions as well. Tell us about that.
Right. I mean, private universities, as private associations, have their own association rights. So they can say, you know, we aren't going to protect students' free speech. But the fact is that the vast majority of private colleges do promise students free speech, and they do that right in the official written materials, the student handbooks, that kind of thing. So when colleges are saying you have free speech rights, just like someone at a public college would in their handbook, they have to live up to that promise, because it's really disingenuous when you have them talking about how they're this wonderful haven of free inquiry, and then they're mm-hmm. not actually doing that in policy and in practice.
And let's discuss some of the reasons to suppress speech. You know, is it political correctness that's driving it, or is it just simply designed to avoid controversy, which actually may have the reverse or opposite? Real quick, you got about 15 seconds. Did we lose you?
Oh, sorry. Heard the music
real
there.
Quick.
I was. Oh, I think it's a variety of reasons. All of the above. Those PC issues you mentioned, and administrators just not even knowing what's on the books. So we have our database to shine a light on these policies.
Laura Belts, thank you so much. Thank you for your hard work. This is important work. We'll make sure to have access to it on TonyPerkins.com. You have a great weekend, okay?
Great. Thanks very much.
All right. Laura Belts, Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. Don't go away. We're going to go down to Ozark, Missouri, my home state. Going to talk about this Christmas lighting on a cross. Folks want to see it come down. Pastor Lane Harrison of Cross Point Church in Ozark, Missouri, he'll be here when we return. Don't go away.
This Christmas, give a gift with purpose. Your gift to Family Research Council enables us to advance faith, family, and freedom in public policy and the culture from a Christian worldview. Together, we will work to ensure religious liberty for all Americans is upheld, unborn babies in the womb are protected, and biblical values are honored in our country. Your giving can make an eternal difference for your community and for future generations. And if you give between now and December 31st to FRC, your gift will be doubled by a generous challenge match. Any donation is tax deductible. Be fruitful in your gift giving this season. Call 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/2018 to donate. Again, that number is 1-800-225-4008 and frc.org/2018. Thank you for standing with us. FRC wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year.
Your email inbox is probably filled with a lot of free stuff these days. Free is good, but most of our email ends up being free spam. If you want a healthier diet in your inbox, add Tony Perkins' Washington Update newsletter to your email menu. This daily update from Family Research Council is our flagship publication, an update with the latest pro-family take on Washington's hottest issues. The update goes beyond the headlines and examines what is really going on in our culture and politics from a biblical perspective. Are evangelicals showing up at the polls? Are faith-based adoption providers persecuting same-sex couples? The left and the media love to answer these questions for you. Let FRC remove the spin and give you real answers with the Washington Update. To subscribe to this free daily newsletter and to subscribe to other free resources, go to frc.org/connect. That's frc.org/connect.
You've tuned in to Washington Watch. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins, Friday edition, powered by the Family Research Council. Hey, the donation hotline is open. Want to see those lights flash on and off there? Give us a call, 1-800-225-4008. Your tax-deductible gift will be doubled right now thanks to a generous challenge match. $50 becomes $100, $100 becomes $200. Your support is absolutely vital to help FRC advance faith, family, and freedom for the sake of America. Well, folks, here's another one of these stories. We've reported them before. A tall blue-lit cross stands erect as part of a Christmas light display at Finley River Park in Ozark, Missouri. This is my home state. Been by Ozark, Missouri a number of times. Used to own property in Branson. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Folks in Ozark, they're just living life, kind of minding their own business. Well, the town was recently contacted by you-know-who, Freedom From Religion Foundation, a Wisconsin-based, essentially a gang of atheists and agnostics, filed a complaint alleging that the lighted cross was a violation of the U.S. Constitution. And the city of Ozark, well, they got nervous, like most administrators do, from this threat of intimidation and whatnot. They said they were going to take down the cross, but it has since reversed its decision. And the giant cross is a focal point for a drive-through Christian light display in Finley River Park. You probably have one similar in your community. Well, with us now is Lane Harrison. He's the founding and lead pastor of Life Point Church in Ozark, Missouri. Pastor, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thanks, Russ. Good to be here.
Appreciate you taking time. Pastor Harrison, I understand you've been in this community for quite some time. You went out and you planted this church in, what, 2004? So you've got some history in this community. Give us your thoughts about what's going on here.
Well, obviously, kind of took us by surprise this week. I've been here for in the region for almost 20 years, and I've been in Ozark for about 17 and a half of those. Mm-hmm. And you know, when it hit on Monday or Tuesday, it definitely created a sizable stir among the community, and it's obviously been on the local regional news and made it far beyond that as well. I don't think people are happy with it. Obviously, they turned it back on, the cross back on, because of the uprising of the people's voice.
And that uprising is really what drove us to want to have you come on today, is to applaud, first of all, the authorities involved and those that spoke out, because this is kind of like that David and Goliath kind of story, and I know you see it in different situations where an organization like this wants to come in and intimidate and act like they are like protecting the community to some degree or something like that. And what would you have to say about this from a pastoral perspective?
Well, I think it just seems odd that someone from so far away would take such an interest. And I know they claim that locals are the ones that have instigated this, but, and one of the questions that you continue to hear on social media and elsewhere among people is just, why are people from Wisconsin, why do they care what's going on in Ozark, Missouri? And I think there's a lot of truth to that. When the story first broke, I was reminded about 2 years ago, my hometown, where I actually grew up in Arkansas, had a very similar situation. And my first thought was, I wonder if it's the same organization. And sure enough, it was. And, it feels like, I can't say from a legal standpoint what it is, but it feels like a major bully tactic with a lot of threats and intimidation at front. And I think that's what people have felt. And it's probably definitely helped the attendance at the light display at the local park.
Yeah, isn't that kind of funny how that sort of thing works out there? And you know, you're a pastor there, and there's probably a few churches there that have some of these community leaders that are making these decisions in their pews, the mayor and the city administrator. Don't you think it's important that the parishioners and churches and pastors like yourself support and applaud these folks so they can have courage, so to speak, because it does take a sense of biblical courage to stand up to this?
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. I do know the mayor, and I do know that he's a believer. And, I think when things like this happen, I think the voice of intimidation tries to use the threat of immediacy of a decision to make something final. And I think, that's probably why the lights were initially decided to turn off, to find out if there was true liability there and that kind of thing. But I'm thankful that he, had the courage just to go, you know what, we'll pursue this further, but until such a time, we're going to turn it back on. Because it's my understanding they've been in that light display for 28 to 30 years, and people from the community have said, how can we change this in 30 minutes, what stood for 30 years, So
right.
I definitely applaud the leaders.
Yeah. Well, Pastor Lane, thank you so much. Lane Harrison, appreciate you taking the time to come on with us here. We're out of time on Washington Watch. You all keep standing strong, and I know the folks at FRC are cheering you on, okay?
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate your work.
All right. Thank you so much. It's Pastor Lane Harrison, Life Point Church in Ozark, Missouri. Well, coming up next, don't go away. I've got an important announcement for you, some things I want to share with you personally. And we're going to go to the phone lines, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Give us a call. You're listening to Washington Watch. It's the Friday edition. You're getting ready for Christmas, anticipating the coming of our Lord. Don't go away. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins.
The world on our horizon is like the days I knew. Gone are the days of writing with fresh ink on thick paper and the swift crack of a letter opener. Homemade meals now replaced by fancy robots trying to figure out how often I buy organic goji berries. I don't even know what a goji berry is. My church started offering free Wi-Fi and changed their name from First Baptist to Radiant Water Life something or other. They even started posting video sermons recorded on wood pallet backgrounds that sync directly to a Dropbox that I have yet to locate. Thankfully, there's a silver lining to all this newfangled technology. Family Research Council's Stand Firm app. Put down your quill and contact your legislators directly from your smartphone or tablet. Share legislative alerts with your contacts and connect with like-minded Christians about the latest current events. Read the Washington Update and listen to Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. This thing's got it all, buddy boy. Keep your cool and help secure our future at frc.org/app.
Your email inbox is probably filled with a lot of free stuff these days. Free is good, but most of our email ends up being free spam. If you want a healthier diet in your inbox, add Tony Perkins' Washington Update newsletter to your email menu. This daily update from Family Research Council is our flagship publication, an update with the latest pro-family take on Washington's hottest issues. The update goes beyond the headlines and examines what is really going on in our culture and politics from a biblical perspective. Are evangelicals showing up at the polls? Are faith-based adoption providers persecuting same-sex couples? The left and the media love to answer these questions for you. Let FRC remove the spin and give you real answers with the Washington Update. To subscribe to this free daily newsletter and to subscribe to other free resources, go to frc.org/connect. That's frc.org/connect. This Christmas, give a gift with purpose. Your gift to Family Research Council enables us to advance faith, family, and freedom. Together, we will work to protect life, marriage, and religious liberty in our country. If you give before December 31st to FRC, your gift will be doubled. Be fruitful in your gift giving this season. Call 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/2018. FRC wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year.
Don't miss your opportunity to join other like-minded people and become an FRC Stand member. Join today and you'll receive empowering resources like Tony Perkins' book, No Fear, and for a limited time, Pastor Carter Conlon's book, It's Time to Pray. So become an FRC Stand member for $17 a month. That's just 56 cents a day. To join, call 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/stand. Thank you for partnering with us for the sake of America.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Well, we're rounding third, heading towards home. You know what that means. It's our caller segment. I want to hear from you today. 866-372-7234. I've got some news I need to share with you, and it's kind of tough. Oh, nearly 3 years ago, J.P. Duffy, the Vice President of Communication of FRC, gave me a call. If you're a Christian and a conservative working in media, it's a small, knit community. And people know you by your reputation, which is a good thing, hopefully. And I've been at this for 40-some years. He said, Russ, we lost our producer. Can you help us out for 2 or 3 weeks? Yeah, can you help us out for 2 or 3 weeks? Well, if you're a regular here, you know it's been about 2.5 years. Well, there are seasons for everything, and a couple of months ago, a gentleman called me out of nowhere. He actually found me on LinkedIn. And did you know, LinkedIn is one of those social media platforms we don't talk about a lot because it's not all that controversial like Twitter and Facebook. But, some 180,000 people found employment last year because of LinkedIn. Well, this gentleman called me out of nowhere, introduced himself, said, I've been seeing some things about you in your background. Well, these three former Google employees seeking to use their gifts to help bring people closer to God about 5 years ago went out and raised some significant funds. And they created a mobile app called Abide, A-B-I-D-E. It's the world's most popular Christian meditation app. It's guiding hundreds of thousands of people around the world in biblical truth and personal reflection every day. It's been downloaded some 4 million times. It's been used in 200 countries. And it was created for the world to experience the peace of Christ through biblical meditation and prayer. They said, Russ, we need an executive producer. We're a bunch of techie kind of people, and we need somebody of your giftings and your background to help us produce content. And we had some phone interviews, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I got an invitation for me and my wife to go out to Silicon Valley to talk with it's a small team doing big things. Well, to make a long story short, they came back to me and said, we really would like to have you join our team as the executive producer of the Abide Prayer and Meditation app. And starting January 2nd, I will start that new work, and I will no longer be producing Washington Watch. And, might be guest hosting from time to time for Tony. And folks, let me tell you this. I knew about the Family Research Council just through various other people and work I've done over the years. But these past 2.5 years, the FRC people have become like family to me. And I can tell you firsthand that Tony Perkins and the team work hard every day in the battle, in the trenches, to advance faith, family, and freedom for the sake of America. They also like to have a good time. They're funny. Just good folks, good people. But they work hard. They suit up for battle every day and get in the trenches and do things that maybe some of us don't have the courage to do. So it's a bittersweet announcement to make here today. And I just cannot thank the people at FRC enough for the opportunity to be behind this microphone and to be a voice for the organization and for Tony. And I have never once taken that lightly. It's an incredible honor. So if you would like to follow this work, I kind of joked with the team there. I've spent 40 years of my life trying to keep people awake, either behind the pulpit or behind the microphone. And one of their number one products in the prayer and meditation app is bedtime Bible stories. And I said, you guys are killing me. I've spent a lifetime trying to keep people awake, and now you want me to help people put to sleep. But there are other amazing meditations, daytime meditations, and different categories. And it's an app you can download on your phone and have access to it. And don't we all need more opportunities really to press into the Lord and when we're overcome with anxiety and worry and stress? And just get in a constant attitude of meditation as a practice. You know, it's a practice from the Bible. It's there. It's in the Bible. And it connects and empowers our minds and hearts. And Jesus, you hear Tony talk about it all the time, and the National Day of Prayer and whatnot. Well, I'm going to have the opportunity to be writing meditations and overseeing a very talented team of writers and voice talent. And I'm going to get to preach and travel more and speak about this important topic. So I would love to hear from you. 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Don't leave me hanging, because it's hard, and I'm choking it back, so I need some support. I need some love here today, and I need to hear from you and would love to hear from you. And it's for all those reasons I shared that I need you to also call 1-800-225-4008 or visit frc.org/2018 to donate. Your gifts right now are doubled. Whatever you give, it's doubled because of a generous challenge match. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Would love to hear from you. We have talked about a lot here today on the program, and that's the thing I really enjoy is just the kind of content that we push out here. You don't hear it, frankly, on a lot of other places. Let's go to Joe in Texas. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Russ. Hi, thank you for what you just shared, and congratulations, and I pray the Lord just gives you a great transition and a lot of encouragement in the work.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's a different, it's going to be a different kind of day. You know, on January 2nd, I'm going to get up and suit up for battle, and it will be the first time in 20 some years that I won't be chasing the news of the day in the breaking news, you know, Joe, like what we do here. And I'll be chasing a different kind of scripting and be stretched and challenged in different ways. So it'll be very interesting.
Well, we will miss you, and hope to hear you still when the Lord leads you back from time to time.
All right.
Yeah, just wanted to call and just comment on the last caller about the, I'm sure he was talking about the Freedom From Religion Foundation out of Wisconsin trying to stick their agenda all over America through threatening letters. And most of the time, I'm sure they're used to people caving in. But we had a situation in Killeen, Texas, where our Killeen ISD school board was used to praying before their board meetings on a voluntary basis for years, and they got a threatening letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation a couple years ago saying you should not, you cannot pray before you meet to decide the fate of thousands of students. But the problem for the Freedom From Religion Foundation is that a lot of the parents here really wanted the school board to pray. And so within a week, a petition was organized, and over 2,500 local signatures said, please don't back down to this. And to my knowledge, they are still praying. And so a couple of insights, if I can, and then I'll just listen to your response. But number one, God uses such things as the Freedom From Religion Foundation to draw his people together to take a stand. And then number two, what we saw here, and I think that they're going to experience in Ozark as well, and I pray for that, we don't need much. I think God wants just one person who takes his glory to heart enough, like David and Goliath, to say, you know what, if I have five stones and a slingshot, that's all. I don't even need five. God only really used one. He just found a man who wouldn't back down to this type of intimidation, and then Goliath fell. So I think it's a lot of bluff and blunder sometimes, and I think we back down because we're afraid of a legal fight, but we got to stand and see what God will do. So thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Absolutely right. And isn't it so true that the church is its strongest when it's under opposition, against opposition?
That's right.
And we see that historically over and over and over again throughout time. And, you know, maybe there'll be some learnings from the city fathers and leaders there that are making decisions. And to hear from the people, you know, Joe, it was because of the people they reversed their decision. They got such pushback.
Yes.
And what's really good is that people pushed back and said, hey, wait a minute, this is our town. This is
all
our
right.
town. So, Joe, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling so much. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. And somebody's asking here, hey, where can I learn about the app? It's Abide, abide.co. Not .com, but .co, abide.co, and you can download it as well and get it on your phone, and you might be able to hear my golden locks out there. Let's go to Deborah in Illinois. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I just called to wish you well and to thank you, and I know you were awesome. And remember, there's only one thing that doesn't change, and that's God.
Amen. Isn't that
so,
for sure?
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Isn't that true? The one thing we can count on is change, but God is everlasting, and I appreciate that word, Deborah. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. Let's go to Roger in the Show Me State. Hi, Roger.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just calling to tell you that I've been very blessed by your ministry on this broadcast, and I was especially touched when you gave the testimony about your father and the relationship there. So I want to encourage you with that.
I appreciate it. You know, Roger, my father just had a birthday, and we got to talk the other day. He's been battling pneumonia there in Ohio, and I'm just blessed that I get to talk to him. And I appreciate you. You know, those testimonies, as you may know, they're not easy to share, you know?
Right.
We like to sometimes act like we...
God bless you in your new work. I know you'll be you'll do very well, and we've been very blessed with you on this broadcast. So thank you so much.
Roger, thank you.
Hey. God bless you now. Take care.
God bless you too, Roger, in Missouri. And how about that for my home state? Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Would love to hear from you. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins here on Washington Watch. I'll be back next Friday, one more time. Next Friday, so getting ready for Christmas. Let's go to Jim in Mississippi. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Russ. I wanted to offer a perspective on the Declaration of Independence to try to squelch this dog chasing its tail on the removal of these religious vestiges out of the public square.
Yes.
The Declaration says you don't change your government for light and transient causes, and you don't abolish the forms to which you're accustomed. And I think we treat the Declaration kind of like an outdated or obsolete document, but it's really still a legal and binding ideological description of who we are as Americans. But I think we've gotten so disconnected from it, we don't know how to use it as a protection and a navigation aid.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's our forefathers, they worked hard on that document, and the modern leaders are constantly wanting to adapt it or change it to the times, aren't they, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, we're redefining marriage. We're giving a woman the right to terminate the life of her unborn child. These are radical departures from established order, and the Declaration says you don't do that.
Jim in Mississippi, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling. You have a blessed weekend. You're listening to Washington Watch. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. Would love to hear from you. Got a few more minutes, can take a few more calls. Had a loaded show today with great guests, and that's what I enjoy, have enjoyed here with the work, is getting the guests that may not always have a larger platform or a megaphone, but they find it here, and it's the truth. And it's amazing how the truth, the light, shines through the darkness. Light cannot be squelched, and that's what Washington Watch is all about, shining light in darkness and being a beacon of truth, of faith, family, and freedom. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. I guess we're out of time, though. We're out of time, and thank you so much. I've enjoyed being with you here today, and I leave you with this from Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you, and I share with you, if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, we will see you on Monday. Be well.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.